Removing tzitzis from one's talus. Are there any restrictions involved if one desires to remove tzitzis from one of the four corners? Such as if the tzitzis is still kosher, but he would like to switch it for another pair that's nicer or longer. Or if one of the strings have torn and he would like to have 8 full strings and therefore wants to switch it. Or he doesn't use this talus anymore and he wants to switch it to his new talus. Or if one simply wants to get rid of it and put it in Gniza, can he take the tzitzis off the talus? So indeed, the Talmud in Maseches Menachos 41b, as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 15, lists a number of restrictions regarding removing tzitzis from a talus. And the reason behind these restrictions is because ideally it's considered a zilzal, a belittlement to the mitzvah, towards the talus for you to remove the mitzvah from it. When it had tzitzis on its corners, it fulfilled the mitzvah of dalet kanfis of tzitzis, and now you're removing it, and that's considered a belittlement. And therefore, there are restrictions involved in when and how you are allowed to remove tzitzis from a corner. Some Paiskim mention an additional reason behind the restriction, and that is because, as we know, the reason behind the 5 knots is because together they correspond to the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, and when you undo the knots, it's as if you are undoing Hashem's name, erasing Hashem's name. Practically, the Alter Rebbe does not record this reason, and it is indeed negated in the Paiskim, as brought in the Shari Tshuva and Kaf HaChaim. So now that we've discussed the reason or reasons behind the restrictions, let us discover what exactly are those restrictions, what is allowed and what is not. So there's a difference between whether you intend of making use with the tzitzis, meaning such as to tie it to a new dalet canvas, a new talus, katan, or gadol, or if you don't plan on making any use with the tzitzis anymore, in which case the matter is more severe. Let's begin with the case where your intent is to tie the tzitzis onto a different talus, such as your talus katan or gadol is worn out, the tzitzis are perfectly fine, you want to take them off to put them onto a new talus. So in such a case, the clear ruling in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch 15.1 is that it is permitted to untie the tzitzis from one talus to tie onto another talus immediately afterwards, so long as the second talus is also obligated in tzitzis just like the first. And this allowance applies whether you're removing the tzitzis from a talus gadol to a talus katan, and certainly from a talus katan to a talus gadol. And it's allowed, as the Achreinim write, even when you're removing it from a biblical talus, such as a wool talus, to a katan talus, as brought in the Kaf HaChaim, even though the Prima Gadim, in this case, leaves it in question. Nonetheless, the Achreinim rule that this should only be done in the event that there are no other tzitzis available in the city at the moment to put onto your new talus. Or there are tzitzis available, but they're expensive. But if they are available and not very expensive, then rather than untie it from your old talus, you should simply buy new ones and attach the new ones to your new talus. Likewise, one may only remove the tzitzis from his old talus if the new talus is readily available to have the tzitzis tied onto them right away. But if the second tzitzis is not yet, his second talus is not yet available, then you may not remove the tzitzis and keep them in storage until one day you get a talus that's available. In other words, some people, they want to get rid of the talus katan or gadol that's worn out, so they undo all the tzitzis, they put it in a bag for future use, and eventually use it whenever they need. Seemingly, that is not allowed. You need to have an immediate use for the tzitzis on a new talus in order to be allowed to untie it from the old talus. However, in truth, the Achreinim explained that this only applies in a case that you plan on still reusing this talus one day for another purpose. You're saving it for another time. But if you really are done with this talus, it's completely torn apart, worn out, no one's going to use it anymore. As far as you're concerned, it can go to the garbage, and that's what you plan on doing with it, then it is permitted for you to untie the tzitzis from it, even if you do not plan on using the tzitzis right away for another talus. So rules the Mishnah Brura in 15.3 in the name of the Artzis HaChaim, and so rules the Kaf HaChaim, and so may be relied upon based on what we will explain soon, as brought in the Alter Rebbe regarding other similar cases. Likewise, since we're dealing with reusing the tzitzis for the sake of the mitzvah, you're not allowed to remove the tzitzis of a talus which is used by a gadol in order to tie it to the talus of a child, because the talus of a child is not chayiv min ha-Torah to have tzitzis on its corners. It's only obligated due to chinuch, and therefore one should not do so in such a case, as writes the Mishnah Brura and Kaf HaChaim. Now let's deal with the second case. The second case discusses that one plans on removing the tzitzis from the talus without intent to reuse the strings. This case is more severe, being that not only are you nullifying the mitzvah from the current talis, but you're also nullifying the mitzvah from the tzitzis, who will no longer be used. So in this case, the clear halacha is that from the Gemara in Menachos 41b, Tosfos, the Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe, and Shulchan Aruch 15.5, that it is forbidden to remove tzitzis from kosher tzitzis from a kosher talis if one does not plan to tie those strings to another talis, due to the reasons that we explained. And that this applies even if the talis is only rabbinically obligated in tzitzis, just as it's a katan talis gadol, or katan talis katan. Nonetheless, even here that one does not plan on doing another use with the tzitzis, there are a number of cases of exception, such as, for example, if one is doing so with intent to no longer use the talis, such as if you plan on rounding one of the corners and making it exempt from the mitzvah, or if you plan on selling it to a guy, in which case it is exempt from the mitzvah, or it's planned on being used for tachrichim, for an iftar, in which case it's valid from the mitzvah, as a dead person is not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or add the achrayinim, the Mishnah Berurah and others, as we mentioned, if it's worn out, and you plan on no longer using this talis any longer for the mitzvah. In all the above cases, since the talis is no longer considered a garment of four corners that's obligated in the mitzvah, by you removing the tzitzis, it's not considered that you're nullifying a mitzvah, as it's already nullified to begin with. Or at least it will be nullified very soon. And therefore, even if you don't plan on reusing the tzitzis for anything, you may untie it in these cases. Likewise, writes the Alter Rebbe, in 15.5, based on the Magen Avram and the Taz and many other Achreinim, and so records the Chaya Adam, Kitz Shechnach, and Mishnah Berurah, and the Alter Rebbe likewise in the Siddur, that it is permitted to untie the tzitzis if one's intent is to tie a nicer set of tzitzis onto it, or if one of the strings tore. Meaning not only if one of the corners, one of the tzitzis are invalid, which of course you have to tie new strings onto and remove the old ones, but furthermore, even if they're not invalid, but you simply want nicer ones on, or more mahudr ones on, then it is permitted to untie the current strings and put on new ones, even though you don't plan on reusing the old strings for anything. Goes without saying that if the talis or tzitzis is invalid, then you may untie the tzitzis from it. And if it's invalid according to all opinions, then you can untie it if you do it in another garment, being that the talis is no longer obligated in the mitzvah. Seemingly based on this, if one wants to upgrade from thin tzitzis strings to thick tzitzis strings because he feels they're more mahudr, then he may do so. So to summarize, although the sages restricted the removal of tzitzis from a kosher talis, nonetheless there are several cases of allowance, including if one desires to immediately place the tzitzis onto another beged. Number two, if one desires to round one of the corners, if one desires to sell the talis to a Gentile, if one desires to replace the strings with nicer tzitzis strings or more mahudr ones, if one of the strings tore and one wants to have eight complete strings and the like, or if the tzitzis or talis is possible, then it may be removed without restriction. Mirat Hashem, in a future lesson, we will discuss the final detail, which is how to remove the tzitzis from the talis in a case that it is permitted to be done. Can you cut them off? Can you bite them off? Do you have to untie them with your fingers? Etc. We will discuss in a future lesson. However, in truth, the Achreinim explain that this only applies in a case that you plan on still reusing this talis one day, for another purpose, you're saving it for another time. But if you really are done with this talis, it's completely torn apart, worn out, no one's going to use it anymore. As far as you're concerned, it can go to the garbage. And that's what you plan on doing with it. Then it is permitted for you to untie the tzitzis from it, even if you do not plan on using the tzitzis right away for another talis. So rules the Mishnah Berurah in 15.3 in the name of the Artzis HaChaim, and so rules the Kaf HaChaim, and so may be relied upon based on what we will explain soon, as brought in the Alter Rebbe regarding other similar cases.